Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 17.
Well, good day. And for some of you, it could be good morning, good evening. That's one of those unique things about internet podcast. You could be listening at any time, anywhere. And so wherever you are, thanks for listening to this podcast. Sharing with you about the Word of God today, and not only today, but for the next several weeks, talking about the Word and its importance in our life. It was very important to God. Obviously, it was secondarily important to Moses, because he was set up the mountain to receive the laws, the commandments that were given by God through Moses to the people of Israel. And there are guidelines as to how to live. And you know what? I've heard that even young kids, they need parameters. They need guidelines. They need to know, where can I go? What can I do? And a lot of kids, maybe adult kids, they like to push the envelope and just to see, how far can I push this? How far can I push that limit without breaking a rule or breaking a law, without getting caught? And that's the whole thing. There's a story about one little kid that had his hand caught in the cookie jar. And the deal is that it was an antique jar. And so they used butter and they used creams and they tried just regular water. And they were getting really frustrated how to get this very expensive antique cookie jar off of this kid's hand. So finally, he said, would it help if I let go of the cookie that's in my hand? I said, yeah, that'll help. Let go of that cookie and get your hand out of there. And that's the way people are. They want to push the limits and they just need to let go of that cookie so they can get their hand out of the cookie jar. Now, it's not that God doesn't want you to have cookies, but you can have them his way. And that's why we have his word. We have, as a lot of you know, we have what's called the Old Testament and New Testament. And the old is in the days of old, the prophets. And of course, there was a period of about 400 years of silence from heaven. And then there's what we call the New Testament. And most of it written by, you know, Paul, but also Dr. Luke and others. I mean, it is a great study, both are, because you need to have the foundation stones before you build a house. And it's always good to go back and look at the foundation stones so you can build a house properly. And so we need that Word of God all the time. There's a short scripture I'm going to give you real quick. It says, thy word, the Word of God, not just a word from a man. And I know there are many critics that are saying, you know, the Word of God is no more than just a compilation of a bunch of words from men. No, these men heard from God, and that's what they penned, stamped by the Holy Spirit. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. And so it is so important to have the establishment of the Word of God in your heart, in your life, the guidepost, so to speak, of where you go, who you meet with, what you say, how you live. And so it is very important. The Word of God is extremely important in your life and mine as well. All right, Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105 tells us, your word, it is a lamp unto my feet, and a light to my path. You know, down south of Indiana here, states below us, there's Mammoth Cave. And, you know, as a kid, we'd go down there on excursions with school or just youth trips, wherever it was. And they took you into this cave with us, and they gave about the stalactites, stalagmites, and they also talked about the temperature down there and how it's never too hot, never too cold. It's this constant temperature all the time. But then, when you're right in the middle of walking down, 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 and you're in a place where it's kind of level, where the instructor can talk to you about anything, they turn off the lights. Oh, and it's can be terrifying, but a darkness that can grip you, darkness that can interfere. And I mean, also, it makes you want to pause and reflect and not budge, not move one inch, because in a very short space of time, maybe you have forgotten where your neighbors are standing around you or a step-off place might be, and you don't want to have a misstep because that would be dangerous to you and to those around you. Total, absolute darkness. And there are people today in absolute, total darkness. And they need the light. They need light. They need light from above, not just from beneath the artificial light. No, they need the true light of the world. And it comes through the Word of God and through revelation. And so that great scripture is a great beginning one, which is Psalm 119 and 105. Your word, that is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path that'll help you go in the right direction.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.